This is Scams and Cons News with Jim Grinstead.
In today's news, people are more afraid of scams these days. We'll tell you who and why. And a man used a Bluetooth connection to steal 800 gallons of gasoline from a Detroit gas station. But we begin with a con man who allegedly convinced a Lake County Council member and a U.S. congressional candidate out of $48,000 as part of the sale of a commercial milk truck. Court records show Stephen Wayne Eckel of Little Rock, Arkansas, was charged with corrupt business influence, fraud, and theft. His phone allegedly showed he was running the same scam on 120 people from across the country. The Chicago Tribune said the victim, Councilman Randy Niemeyer, put a milk truck up for sale and got a response. They agreed on a $43,000 price. The potential buyer sent a check for $48,000 to Niemeyer and asked that the extra $5,000 be sent to a person who would transport the truck to the buyer. You know what happened next. The check bounced, the $5,000 had already been sent, and the bank wanted its $48,000 back. Niemeyer has been able to get back about $15,000, but it's unknown whether he'll get more. A man armed with a smartphone and a Bluetooth connection was able to rob a gas station of 800 gallons of gasoline. Fox 2 in Detroit explains how the Bluetooth connection allowed the scammers to override the pumps.
They just open a pump for them automatically.
And then cars just keep coming up and up and fill up?
Yeah, they just meet up with them and tell them come over here.
That's Mo on the phone. He owns this very busy gas station. When he says open the pump, the thief overrides the system, basically hacking in using a Bluetooth connection from his phone as a kind of remote. Then it's a free-for-all.
How many gallons have they gotten from you guys?
From us, around 800 gallons.
Just shy of $3,000. When the clerks inside try to stop it, they can't.
And every time we put like pump three stop, it wasn't doing anything. We have to shut off the whole pumps. We got emergency stops.
But it's not just one guy, and this maneuver is not new, just resurfacing. Gas station Mo says his clerks are on high alert. If they see a big backup at the pump or someone hanging around a little too long, they'll call cops to check it out.
Investigators don't know who's running these scams, but because there are so many security cameras in the area, they're pumped to find out. Have you seen those ads promising to pay you for wrapping your car with advertising? While some of them are legit, others are scams. Click Orlando explains.
This is Ian McLean's car, and he tells us he got an email offering to pay him thousands of dollars if he agreed to have his car wrapped with a Dr. Pepper advertisement. Like you may be thinking already, Ian suspected that email was a scam.
But they gave a legitimate check, so it looked all real.
Ian showed us that check, and at the time he got this email, he says he was out of work, so the temptation of $4,700 made him at least read all these directions he was given. The letter reads it was from a Mr. Robert Marsh, the HR manager of Auto Wrap Campaign.
And did you ever call this number they gave you?
I have not.
I did Wednesday. The number with the Louisiana area code didn't work. My phone read user busy.
To really believe that somebody's going to pay you to have something on a vehicle nowadays when there's so many other avenues of advertising.
Terry Griffith owns a car wrapping business in Melbourne. I showed him Ian's email to spot the red flags.
The fact that they're asking you check number amount, name on check and all that, I would consider that a scam right off of the top.
If Ian would have followed the instructions on that letter, what could have happened to him?
From prior experience and things that I've heard in the past, they could empty out his bank account in some form or manner. Anytime they have any way of accessing your bank, your check number, the amount on the check, I've heard of some horror stories where people lose a lot of money. And the sad part is, most of the people who end up falling for these kind of scams don't even have the money in the bank to cover.
Ian now hoping to raise awareness in case somebody else is targeted next.
This is Scams and Cons News. I'm a summer guy. I'll be on the porch, enjoying a cool drink and reading. Doesn't get any better, unless someone else does the cooking. I'm not going to spend a day in fresh air only to eat processed foods. If I'm not eating fresh, I'm wasting one of the best seasons of the year. Fortunately, Factor comes to my rescue. They send fresh meals to me that can be cooked up in minutes. I can go back to the porch with a great meal and enjoy the sunset. I'm not into programmed diets. I like the chef's choice meals, but if I wanted keto, protein, vegan, or anything else, they can provide it. Premium meals could include steak, shrimp, broccolini, or asparagus. The meals come prepped and are customizable. You can get add-ons for breakfast, lunch, or snacks. And when I head out on vacation, Factor will pause my service until I get back. Plus, I love to grill, so I can choose one of Factor's meals during the week and fire up the charcoal on weekends. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the warm weather, great foods from Factor, along with some money-saving discounts I'm about to tell you about. Head to factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 and use code scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code scamsandcons50 at factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. People are very afraid of being conned these days. The polling company Gallup said financial scams are among the most common crimes affecting U.S. adults in 2023, with 15% saying at least one member of their household has fallen prey. That includes 8% reporting that it's happened to themselves personally. It's the second greatest fear, exceeded only by identity theft. The 15% saying they or someone in their household has succumbed to a scammer's tricks put scams among the four most prevalent crimes affecting American households. It's on par with the 16% who report having their property vandalized, having had money or property stolen, or having suffered identity theft. The 8% who've been personally victimized by scammers translates into roughly 21 million U.S. adults. The Security and Exchange Commission has a beef with some alleged scammers in Texas. The men ran a company called AgriDime. It was supposed to help the meat industry better manage the flow of their product from farmers to buyers. The company was founded in 2017. The SEC said the company raised at least $191 million from more than 2,100 investors in at least 15 states. The defendants allegedly told investors AgriDime would use the funds to acquire, feed, and raise cattle on its network of ranchers, but it never purchased enough cattle to deliver on those promised returns. It was a Ponzi scheme. The two men running the scam used income from new investors to pay previous investors. About $70 million went to those investors, salespeople, and the two men themselves. How often does a scammer tell you that you've been had? More often than you'd think. In Rochester, Minnesota, a 70-year-old man said he got a message on his computer telling him that the machine had been locked. He then called the number listed on the message to find out what to do. The technician went through all the usual steps of having him unplug the computer, then turn it back on. When those steps failed, they told him it would cost $18,000 to restore his computer and open his bank account. He sent $15,000 to a New York account and gift cards for the remaining $3,000 to a California address. The scammer said he would get the money back. The man made one last call to the scammer, only to be told directly that he'd been scammed. Police say thieves got 4,600 stolen Nike, Sephora, Visa, and Apple gift cards after seeing them stealing gift cards from the display. Now, those cards are worthless until they're activated, and WCVB explained how the con artists overcame that problem.
Officers say they were alerted to two women removing gift cards from the rack at the CVS on Grove Street. They found four bags filled with 4,000 Apple, Sephora, Visa, and Nike gift cards inside the suspect's car. Police say the scam involves criminals logging numbers, barcodes, and PINs that were found under a gift card security stickers before placing them back on the shelf. When a customer loads it up, scammers can run that card information through a database to spend the money.
Lastly, Forbes reports that in 2023, the Drug Enforcement Administration was duped and sent $500,000 to scammers. The scammers had noticed a Bitcoin test run by the U.S. Marshals Service, and they captured the header and footer of the blockchain and used it to funnel the money into their accounts. The money had been seized by the marshals in a 3-year drug investigation involving money laundering.
Scams and Cons is a member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
From DNA testing to the Dixie Mafia, Crime Capsule brings you new stories of true crime in American history. I'm your host, Benjamin Morris. Join us for exclusive interviews with authors from Arcadia Publishing, writing the hottest books on the most chilling stories of our country's past. You can find us wherever you get your favorite podcasts or on evergreenpodcasts.com. Crime Capsule, history so interesting, it's criminal.